Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Lovely Ella Fitzgerald starts off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before with a song from 1959, and that's her Gershwin Songbooks, accompanied by Nelson Riddle, and she brought us a song written by the songwriting team of George and Ira Gershwin called Biding My Time. And that's the theme for this morning's edition. Welcome to Summertime, daylight savings time, I guess. If you hadn't noticed already, it's a little after 11 o'clock, and we went forward an hour overnight. So I thought it'd be fun to listen this morning, and we've done this before, to songs on the theme of time, and there were lots of them. It's quite a favorite theme for songwriters, and the singers and musicians certainly picked up on it. So we have songs from 1931 through to the late 1950s for you this morning. And our lineup has some lovely voices and some great musicians doing their thing. We're going to go now to a pretty magnificent voice, and that belonged to Eddie Fisher. He burst on the scene in, I think, around about 1950 and had great success, and we're going to hear him with one of his big hits from around this time, and it was written by Herbert Lawson, and it's called Anytime. Then back to 1940 to a very popular swing band, big band around at the time, led by Glenn Miller, This tune was recorded by many big bands. I believe Bob Crosby and Charlie Barnett also recorded it. But we will hear the version recorded in that year by Glenn Miller and his orchestra. It's called Make Believe Ballroom Time. And it was written by Martin Block, Harold Green, and Mickey Stoner. And then to a great jazz and popular standard, and perhaps one of the most famous songs about time. And it was written by Herman Hupfield, and it's called As Time Goes By. Well, who hasn't recorded this one, both in vocal and orchestral versions? And we've played a number of them over the years. This one I don't think we've heard for quite a while, and it's from jazz singer Lee Wiley. She was joined by the orchestra led by Ralph Burns, and they recorded this in 1956, and that's As Time Goes By. And we will start with Eddie Fisher, with that lovely, rich voice, and Anytime.
Anytime.
Ballroom, come on, children, let's dance
This day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension, with speed and new invention and things like third dimension. Yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory. So we must get down to earth at times, relax, relieve the tension. No matter what the progress or what may yet be proved, the simple things of life are such they cannot be removed. We must remember this: a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate, that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning we are marking the transition to daylight savings time, which happened at 2 o'clock this morning, I gather. And we are now on the road to spring and summer after that. It doesn't feel much like it. We've got a bit of a blizzard going on out there this morning, but hopefully it's the last of the season. Excuse me. But I'm not going to say that too loud, just in case. But next week, by the way, we will be celebrating songs about spring, because the first day of spring is next week as well, the 21st, I gather. So we've got lots to look forward to, including more music this morning. But we just heard from Lee Wiley and As Time Goes By, one of the great songs about time. Glenn Miller joined us with Make Believe Ballroom Time. And we started out with Eddie Fisher from 1951. That was a huge hit for him at the time, and that is Any Time. Well, we're going to carry on the theme of time and go to another lovely voice, and that's owned by Buddy Clark. He was at the peak of his career, which unfortunately was cut tragically short the following year when Buddy died in an airplane crash in 1949. But this is 1948, and Buddy is recording and leaving us lots and lots of memories of that beautiful voice. And this is one of them, Melody Time, written by Benny Benjamin and George David Weiss. And we'll stay in that year from 1948, and we'll go over to the UK, where Robert Farnon, one of Canada's great composer, conductors, and arrangers, had settled after following World War II, and he's just getting going with what would turn out to be a spectacular career to become very, very well respected by his colleagues and loved by so many music fans around the world. Well, he's going to bring us a song written by Joseph Miro and Matt Gordon called Every Time I Meet You. And joining him and the orchestra will be Denny Dennis, who was a very popular singer in Britain at the time. And then back to the US, to a lovely voice, Maxine Sullivan, delightful jazz style. She's going to bring us a Cole Porter number, recorded in 1945, accompanied by, amongst others, Charlie Shavers, Teddy Wilson, and Red Norvo. The song is a beautiful one, one of my favorite Porter numbers. And it had been recorded in the previous year by Benny Goodman and his small group. We'll hear Maxine's version in 1945 of the Porter number, Every Time We Say Goodbye. And we'll go now to Buddy Clark and Melody Time.
Melody time, it's time to swing along to a happy land of song, where love is the thing. Melody time, it's time for sweet romance. Won't you give your heart a chance to join in and sing? Take a tip from the birds, you don't need words, for music has charms. It's the language of love when your love's in your arms. Rhythm and rhyme sure help a heart along. So come on and sing a song. It's melody time. Melody time, it's time for sweet romance. Won't you give your heart a chance to join in and sing? Take a tip from the birds, you don't need words, for music has charms. It's the language of love when your love's in your arms. Rhythm and rhyme sure help a heart along. So come on and sing a song. It's melody.
Thank you.
time I meet you, I meet you for the first time, just as though we never had met before. Every time I kiss you, I kiss you for the first time, and my happy heart keeps begging you for more. Every time you thrill me, you thrill me for the first time. The moment is grand, and the feeling is so brand new. Every time you leave me, won't you take this thought along with you? I've fallen in love for the first and the last time through. Time you thrill me, you thrill me for the first time. The moment is grand, and the feeling is so brand new. Every time you leave me, won't you take this thought along with you? I've fallen in love for the first and the last time too.
Finest in Jazz, tune into In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
The 2019 CHUO card gives you access to exclusive deals at 44 local businesses and over 50 locations around the Ottawa-Gatineau region. Get discounts at 27 spots never before seen on the card, like the Art House Cafe, Smudge Beauty Bar, Octopus Books, Compact Music, Live on Elgin, and many more friends old and new. Flaunt your love of community radio and get rewarded at the coolest cafes, music stores, bookstores, and local businesses all over town. Visit chuo.fm/card to get yours.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're marking the transition to daylight savings time, which occurred overnight. And it always cheers me up. We get a little bit more light at the end of the day. Perhaps not quite so early in the morning, but that will improve. And it means that we are actually on the way out of what's been a rather long and difficult winter. So this morning we're having songs on the theme of time, and we just heard from Maxine Sullivan, Every Time We Say Goodbye, one of the loveliest, I think, of the Cole Porter compositions. And she was joined there by Charlie Shavers, Red Norvo, and Teddy Wilson, and what a lovely combination that made with Maxine's voice. Before that, we heard from Robert Farnan and his orchestra from 1948, Every Time I Meet You. And he was joined by Denny Dennis on that Matt Gordon, Joseph Miro piece. We started out with Melody Time, also from 1948, with Buddy Clark, always a very, very welcome visitor to the show. And he did have such a lovely, rich, warm voice and always sounded so relaxed. And I gather he was, actually. Sounded it and was so. Melody Time from 1948. Well, we're going to go back in time for our next set of recordings. And for our next one, we're going to go over to the UK. It's 1932, and this is the time of the great British dance bands. And one of them was led by Jack Payne. I think he'd started out in the early 20s, and he's going some at this point. And you'll hear starting out on this particular recording, little introduction by Jack Payne to his band. I guess they must have had a fairly broad coverage, maybe through broadcasts and so on, and a bit of touring. Anyway, you'll hear that. They're going to bring us a number called Now's the Time to Fall in Love, which was written by Al Sherman and Al Lewis, and that's 1932. 1938, for our second song, brought to us by Billie Holiday. She was doing a lot of recording for the Brunswick Columbia label. Started out as Brunswick, was taken over by Columbia. Often with Teddy Wilson, and almost always with some of these wonderful jazz groups that were around at the time. I'm not terribly sure who's with her on this particular recording. I couldn't actually find the details. However, it is a fine recording. The song is called Having Myself a Time. It's 1938. Billie Holiday brings us the words. And the song is written by Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin. And then we're going to go right back to 1931 to a young Bing Crosby. He's getting going on a solo career at this point. And I love the early Crosby. Well, I love all of Bing Crosby's recordings, but there's something rather nice about his younger voice, a bit like the Frank Sinatra, and that's foreshadowing the lovely voice that was going to continue on in each case and have a spectacular career. Well, we'll hear Bing from 1931. He's joined by Gus Arnhem and his Coconut Grove Orchestra. The song was written by Lou Brown, Buddy De Silver, and Ray Henderson, who were a fabulous songwriting group around this time. And the song is called One More Time. And we're going to get going with Jack Payne and his orchestra. Now's the time to fall in love.
This is Jack Payne speaking. My boys are going to play to you now the tune by which my band is known all over the world. Are you ready, boys?
Yes, Jack.
All right, let's go.
Never could save a dime, and so
some songs without reason or rhyme. But I'm certainly in my prime. I mean, I'm happy as a bird flying up above. Want a little love and get a little love, and I'm having myself a time.
Listen to Radioactive, weekdays from 1 to 3 on CHUO 89.1 FM. On Radioactive, you can hear the best new music from my diverse array of hosts, plus interviews with local and emerging artists and so much more. We do radio differently here at CHUO. See for yourself by listening to Radioactive, weekdays from 1 to 3 p.m. or anytime on demand at CHUO.FM. Radioactive, only on CHUO 89.1 FM.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson. This morning we are marking the transition to daylight Savings Time with the songs About Time. We've just heard from Bing Crosby from 1931. One More Time. He was joined by Gus Arnhem and his Coconut Grove Orchestra. And that was taken from an album that I got quite some time ago called The Jazzin' Bing Crosby. And you can hear it. They say his roots were in jazz, and you can certainly hear it there. That's Bing. He certainly could do just about anything in terms of style of singing. And he always had such a wonderful way with the words. We also heard from Billie Holiday, 1938, Having Myself a Time. And we started out with Jack Payne and his orchestra, one of the very popular dance bands around in Britain in the 30s. He was also, for a time, just before this, leader of the fledgling BBC dance orchestra, and several other notable conductors held that particular position. He brought us, he and his orchestra, a song called Now's the Time to Fall in Love. Well, we're going to carry on now. We're going to go to one of the most instantly recognizable trumpeters around in the 30s and 40s and later, and that's Harry James. We know him from, his own big band that went on for years and was immensely popular, his time with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. He also made lots and lots of smaller group recordings, and we'll hear him with one of the smaller groups this morning. The song was written by Richard Whiting and Raymond Egan, and it's called Sleepy Time Gal. It was recorded in 1939, and Harry James on trumpet is joined by Jack Gardner on piano, Thurman Teague on bass, and Ralph Hawkins on drums. And then to the lovely warm tones of Margaret Whiting. She's going to bring us a number called The Second Time in Love, which she recorded in 1956 with the orchestra of Frank Duvall. It was written by Harry Warren, Jerome Lawrence, and Robert A. Lee. And then we're going to hear from a very fine tenor sax man who also was a major figure on the jazz scene for years and years, and a great one for getting together groups and making some fabulous recordings with them. This was one that he made for the Keynote label. Charlie Shavers is joining him, as well as Ed Hall on clarinet and Gene Schroeder on piano. It's a Harold Adamson song, and it's called Time on My Hands. And we'll hear now from Harry James and Sleepy Time Gal. Thank you.
second time in love is such a special love. It's better than the foolish kids and schoolish kind of love. You think of all the troubles that you had before, getting mad before, feeling bad before. The second time you know the way to make it go. Forget yourself and let yourself be second in the show. The second time you find a face you really can adore, how nice when it's the face, the same old silly face that broke your silly heart before. Yourself and let yourself be second in the show. The second time you find a face you really can adore, how nice when it's the face, the same old silly face that broke your silly heart.
Ha ha ha.
to the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me, and I hope you can join me again next week. Do please stay with us for Randy. He's joining us with 2 hours of great jazz just coming up in a moment. We have one more song for you, and we're going to hear again from Ella Fitzgerald, this time from her Irving Berlin songbook from 1958. And the song, Supper Time.
Supper time. I should set the table, 'cause it's supper time. Somehow I'm not able, 'cause that man of mine ain't coming home no more. Supper time. Kids will soon be supper time. How'll I keep from telling that man of mine ain't coming home no more? How'll I keep explaining when they ask me where he's gone? How I keep from crying when I bring their supper on? How can I remind them to pray at their humble board? How can I be thankful when they start to thank the should set the table, 'cause it's supper time. Somehow I'm not able, 'cause that man of mine ain't coming home no more.